Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help you lose weight by balancing the pH of the body, something we really don't think of. How many of you are having a hard time losing weight? I couldn't lose weight except when I did a severe diet. So I would diet, lose weight, and then gain it back, typical yo-yo dieting, and I did that for decades. Now, understanding the lymphatic system and pH, I can lose weight and gain weight at will, meaning when I maintain my lymphatic system and work to balance pH, I lose weight. Once I stop maintaining my lymphatic system and pH, I start to bloat and gain weight. And trust me, it's not about being perfect, because I'm not a person who could just eat vegetables all the time. It's really about learning to balance what you do in life, and it's really balancing our stress, our work environment, our home environment, everything, our medications, all have to be balanced, and it's something that we don't think about. My book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health, and they're really simple things that we should all understand from about the age of five. Understanding this missed science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification of cellular waste, which reduces inflammation. Lymphpractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. Many people tell me they felt euphoric during this session because I'm improving circulation in your brain and body. If you live out of state, I coach clients globally on improving their lymphatic system, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. Even though there are no shortage of weight loss programs, millions of people are struggling to lose weight. There is real science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, that can help those who have a difficult time losing weight gain more control over their weight and health. Two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. Researchers damaged the gene that makes healthy lymph vessels in the legs of mice, and the lymph vessels became ruptured and leaky, and the legs became fat. I don't believe many of us are born with damaged lymph vessels, or we would begin our lives fat. Most people gain weight slowly over time as the lymphatic system becomes more congested. What is occurring to limit weight loss is an acidic pH. This is very easy science to understand when you understand the lymphatic system. We spend billions on antacids and products like Prilosec. When your body is overly acidic, the lymphatic vessels can constrict and limit the body's ability to reabsorb cellular waste from the body. Really, it's limiting detoxification. So when overly acidic, detoxification, something that you hear a lot of people saying that they have a problem with, is impeded. And you fill with your own cellular waste, which is parts of cells, and it's like log jams in a river, limiting your blood flow. This leads to inflammation and toxicity and really is the root cause of most disease. Now, you may think acidity just has to do with gaining weight. Researchers have found a missed root cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell. Well, why am I talking about Alzheimer's here when we're talking about weight loss? Because we are a cellular being. We're 100 trillion cells, and you know, we don't treat our body like we're a cell. When the astrocyte in the brain becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. That's what research has found. So an acidic cell is really the basis of most of these. Whether you gain weight, you have headaches, you have sciatic pain, cancer, or even if you can't lose weight, if you can't gain weight. A recent study found obese mice had a buildup of cellular waste called senescent zombie cells and anxiety. So you're going to hear a lot about senescent zombie cells. It's really just cellular waste in your body, cells that haven't gone through their normal death, and they're just floating around the body, damaging other cells. When researchers removed the zombie cells with a chemo agent and quercetin, the anxiety in the mice left. So I hope you see that, you know, if you have any anxiety, that we have to remove cellular waste, not just for losing weight, for really every health problem. So when your body is imbalanced or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax. Think about it. You know, when you're very acidic, your body congests, it's tight, you can't give up waste. But when your body is imbalanced or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax. As they relax, they release more waste and you lose weight more easily and you feel better. When you take steps to bring your body into balance and improve lymph flow, you will lose weight. It's science. Most importantly, you will lower your risk of disease and feel healthier, more alive. You know, we need to maintain our bodies. Science has shown that those people who maintain by just, you know, looking at their diet, doing a little bit of exercise, and just thinking about their health have less disease. Before understanding the lymphatic system, I had a weight problem carrying 40 to 50 extra pounds until I started maintaining my lymphatic system. In a matter of hours of ignoring my lymphatic system, I can begin to bloat and gain weight just by eating more acidic foods. If I eat more alkaline and work to get my pH in balance and improve my lymphatic system, within a day, you start to feel lighter and you begin to lose weight. So before I tell you what you can do to help you lose weight and keep it off, let me explain how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic. I use Lymphractic to help most health problems because I wrote a book 13 years ago on how most health problems are due to cellular waste. And in the last few years, many diseases have been linked to cellular waste. So we really have to, you know, put steps into action to get rid of the cellular waste. And it's all about the lymphatic system. So I activate your lymphatic system to improve circulation and detoxification of inflammation. You will feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Really understanding this information will make a great difference in your life. Check out my life-changing virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve your lymphatic system to help your health problems. So what steps can you take to help weight loss? And you definitely have to take steps. You have to put steps into action to improve lymph flow and detoxification, right? It's almost like creating a tsunami through your body. When we create lymph flow, when we activate lymph flow, we create a wave of fluid through your body to pick up waste and also to oxygenate cells and bring nutrition to cells. So diet is very important. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline? Many people have never, you know, don't realize that our foods are either acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body. So you can go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. On the bottom of the homepage, there's a PDF of an acid-alkaline food chart. Put that on your refrigerator and start eating more alkaline foods. It's basically fruits and vegetables and alkaline nuts. We want to avoid grains, meat protein. We want to limit, you know, red meat, sugar. As soon as you eat a piece of bread or tortilla or some pasta, you begin to congest. We don't feel it because most people have grains and flour every day, so we're toxic and congested. If you limit grains and flour products, even whole grains, for a few days, you just feel lighter. And as soon as you introduce, within, you know, a few hours of introducing some grains or flour back into your diet, you will feel your belly begin to bloat and you feel heavier. And you have to know that every diet out there, from Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Atkins, Nutrisystem, MetaFast, South Beach Diet, Paleo Diet, really, they all ignore the idea of acid-alkaline foods. So when you're beginning to eat, you really have to understand acid-alkaline balance and balance the food. It's not that you don't eat acid foods, you just eat more alkaline foods. And it's not a simple one-for-one. You eat some acid, you need a whole bunch of alkaline to get rid of that acid. So we have to eat differently. Try eating a more Mediterranean diet with an understanding of acid alkaline, right? Eat more vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, potatoes. But again, potatoes we want to eat, you know, not so many of them, but we can eat them. Have herbs on your food, spices, fish, extra virgin olive oil. And we want to eat poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt, you know, in moderation. And one of the most important things is people eat all the time. We want to give our body a chance to fast, because when we fast, our body actually gives up waste. It actually gives our body a chance to metabolize this waste. So fasting for, you know, some people like to eat for 8 hours a day and fast for 16 hours a day. And it's very important if you do that to end your fast with alkaline foods. Have some fruit and vegetables first. Oh, have some juicing before you go into your acidic foods. Otherwise, we tend to become more acidic. And also eating more healthily for 3 or 4 days a week. This way you don't have to eat healthy all the time. Eat healthy 3 or 4 days a week. That's what I tend to do. Starting on Monday or Tuesday, depending on my schedule, I'll eat salads for 3 or 4 days. I'll have more vegetables and just potatoes and limit the grains and meat. And it makes such a great difference when we do this every week. And it still allows me to have some, acidic foods a little bit during the week. But we still have to always watch our diet. We just can't go crazy in eating bread and meat. It really does stop our system, our lymphatic system. So we have to help balance pH and get the lymphatic system going with products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is one of the most important things. You're always hearing how the government says we're deficient in magnesium, and we are. That's why we're acidic. Magnesium buffers acid. So if we put more magnesium in our body, then we're going to be a lot less acid, and we're going to be a lot more relaxed in our body because magnesium relaxes us. So you can add potassium, baking soda, but with potassium and baking soda, we have to watch out. Our cells have a potassium sodium pump around each cell, a bilayer, and if we take too much baking soda or potassium, we can throw that off. So we really want to do that in balance. And a daily green drink, if you don't like to take a lot of pills, find a daily green drink. I mentioned one in my course that really is simple, and it has so many powerful ingredients in it. Research has shown that stubborn fat has to do with inflammation. So if you're not, if you're having a problem gaining, losing weight, then it's about inflammation in your body. And we know that inflammation is about cellular waste and lack of circulation. So a probiotic is important to help balance good and bad bacteria, right? When bad bacteria get out of balance, then we start feeling sick. Our body can't work correctly. Systemic enzymes are really key. We should be taking a digestive enzyme with a meal, and then in between meals we take a systemic enzyme, more powerful, that breaks down cellular waste. It helps to open up circulation. Within a few days I feel people's lymph flow flowing better when they start taking enzymes. So we want to take curcumin, right? It's the active ingredient in turmeric. This helps to reduce inflammation, so we want to take a few products that reduce inflammation. So curcumin, omega-3 fish oils also reduce inflammation and are very healthy for us. And we need to be hydrated, because when people are dehydrated, your lymph in your body can become like glue, and this isn't going to be able to flow very well, and again, it's not going to be able to clean waste in your body. Daily exercise, and I'm not talking about going to the gym for 2 or 3 hours. I'm like, do a little exercise. If you can't get out of a chair, then move your upper body, your arms, pick up your legs, bend a little bit, do some deep breathing. Activating your lymphatic system or getting a lymph drainage session can really, it's like exercise, can help improve circulation and detoxification. But exercise is key. If you want to lose weight, we need to maybe move ourselves, our body, twice a day. Good posture is so key. Deep breathing pulls waste every time we take a deep breath. And lymph drainage sessions, you know, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. Come see me. I'll change your life. But you can also learn in my course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. You can learn how to use dietary balancing, basic supplements, and my 8-minute routine that teaches you how to activate the lymphatic system in your body to, again, take control over your health. So this is up to you. You have to take steps. I have a lot of the answers, and you won't get this science from any place else. You won't get this on the internet. Put in lymphatic system, you know, how to make it healthy, and you're going to get millions of things, and a lot of it is based on basic science that's been out for decades. My science is missed, and it's real science. And again, I have a letter from the government. It's on my homepage. You can check it out, that they agree with me that the lymphatic system needs to be understood. So the goal is to balance pH, activate the lymphatic system to improve detoxification of cellular waste. You can do this. On next Thursday show, I'll be explaining how to help anxiety by reducing cellular waste. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. You have to do this. No one else can. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at HealthyLymphSystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. Have a balanced and joyful life.